The class speaker, B.J. Hollers, was chosen by members of the class of 2007. And just a few days ago, during the college honors banquet, his classmates announced that B.J. also had been selected as the outstanding senior. While maintaining an excellent academic record, B.J. has double majored in educational studies and English literature and has been involved in a wide array of campus activities. Less well known, perhaps, is the fact that B.J. has become a personal confidant of science fiction writer Ray Bradbury. B.J. just returned from a term in Costa Rica where he taught English to individuals of all ages. Please welcome your class speaker, B.J. Hollers.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2007, families, friends, and of course those of you who scalped tickets to hear President Clinton speak, thank you for joining us here today. Now, as most of these speeches begin, today we stand on the cusp of tomorrow. I think that's how it's supposed to go. And next, I'm required, perhaps by federal law, I'm not sure I could defer to a former president of ours, but I think I'm supposed to mention something about how we are all staring into our vast and endless futures, how we are prepared to take this world by storm, and how Knox is the reason for our preparation. Now, some of us look to med school next fall, while others look to law school, some to graduate school, while others peer directly into the workforce. Though there are others of us, a rougher breed, who will continue our search for ourselves next fall in the welcoming arms of our parents' basements. And there's a comfort in rolling up the posters from our dorm room walls, only to unroll them months later, plaster them on the sheetrock that hides the furnace and our father's dust-ridden bench press, and commit ourselves to days on end of flipping through daytime television, searching and hoping for signs. But perhaps there are better ways to spend our time. Knox students have always had a knack for overscheduling ourselves, and even without the help of Facebook, I am confident that I could look at nearly every one of my classmates and give you some indication of their activities, how they've left their mark here, how they spent their time. And as many of you know, I spend my time at a million places at once. It's the magic of cloning. But in the past, I've spent my summers in one place, South Milford, Indiana, as a camp counselor, where I spend the vast majority of my weeks bandaging scraped knees, tracking down who stole the calamine lotion, and trying desperately, desperately to assure unwavering campers that the best way to avoid jock itch is to shower, that dunking in the lake is not an acceptable alternative. And at the end of each week, the entire camp comes together for one last campfire so that we can remind ourselves that for a brief time, we were all a part of something much larger. And as bedtime approaches and the firelight begins to die down, we always sing a song called Linger. Now I assure you, I had every intention of personally scotch taping the lyrics of that song beneath each of your chairs. My intent was to force you to sing it. I envisioned President Clinton and I with our arms wrapped around each other's shoulders, swaying to the beat, leading the song for all of you, while a nice campfire burned merrily right here beside the podium. But as it turned out, Secret Service wasn't too keen on the necessary pyrotechnics, and in the end, Secret Service won the day. But I wanted very much for the words of that song to mean something to you. Words like, I want to linger a little longer here with you. Words like, it's such a perfect night, it doesn't seem quite right that it should be my last with you. Last nights and last days have all but passed us now. 4 years ago, we waved goodbye to our parents, realized that we were our own keepers, and tried our best not to abuse our rites of passage. And sure, we gained 15 pounds, forgot to set alarm clocks, made all the mistakes we were supposed to make and that we were allowed to make, while still categorizing them under the phrase learning experiences. And now, as I gaze over my crowd, or the crowd, his crowd. As I gaze over the crowd of my classmates, I see memories and stories within each of you, many of which you would not want me to repeat publicly. Stories that, with the healing powers of time, will seem comical during our 20-year reunion. We'll chuckle about these memories, and then you'll hesitantly lean over and say, you know, we were wild back then, but the thing is, my wife doesn't know about that streaking incident, so if you could keep that quiet. So don't worry, especially you two in the front row. I'll keep that quiet for you. That's what friends are for. But what's important here is not the secrets we keep, but the words we share. When I say I want to linger a little longer here with you, it's more than a song or a gesture. Excluding the campfire, we are ending the equivalent of what has been a 4-year-long summer camp experience. We still scrape knees, still find a need for calamine lotion, and chances are we've all come down with fungal problems of which this is neither the time nor the place. But now we're done. And the closest we can come to reclaiming what was once ours, our glory years at Knox College, is not to linger, not to overstay our welcome, not to continue ordering breakfast bagels from the gizmo until we reach middle age. Rather, we reclaim what is ours by leaving the places we love the most behind us. So let us not sit idly in our parents' basements. Rather, let us rise up from our futons, rip those Pink Floyd posters from those sheetrock walls, and move on. Let us kick the basement boiler once, the washing machine twice, and say goodbye to the mildew-infested habitat which we've shared with the cat in the litter box for far too long. Truthfully, I have never known so much talent assembled in one location. And though I've known it for years and I've seen it for years, this is the first time I haven't taken it for granted. Tomorrow morning, this talent will have been dispersed back throughout the country and the world, and this thought gives me great confidence in our future. We have obligations and responsibilities, so let us not linger a little longer, not even longer here with you. As is required by Illinois Statute 21.58C, we will end this graduation speech, as all graduation speeches end, with a quote that is only partially relevant and only half understood. We stand on the shoulders of giants. Isaac Newton. Now I ask each of you to jump off of those shoulders, spread your feet equidistant to your chest, and prepare yourself to assume the role of giant. And let us support others as they rise up on our shoulders. I've heard the view is quite lovely from there. Thank you all. You've been like a family.